Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path number 9. So you all are going to be working with your own energy at this time, the energy of the 9, but you've got the influencing energy of the 18. At this time. And you're also going to be working with chameleon energy. And so we'll talk about that. One thing I want to mention is this energy, this 18-9 energy, is exactly the same energy that you were working with around the full moon that occurred on December 26th. So if something came up for you around that time, some kind of event, some kind of deeper insight, sort of pay attention to that because you will likely see some kind of continuation from that at this time. So with the 18 energy, this brings in vivid imagination, very vivid dreams, which vivid dreams are sort of a keynote of the 9 energy, not for everyone, but for a lot of people who have 9 energy also have very vivid dreams, or their deep insights often come through their dreams. So you could see your dreams be very vivid at this time throughout the month, but pay attention to what comes through for you because there could be some deeper messages, you know, within those dreams, within those, even if it's your daydreams, whatever keeps coming in for you repeatedly, there's a deeper message there for you. Or if it comes in for you and it feels very profound, there's likely a deeper message there. This can have, this can be a month of very strong intuitive hits where you just feel very compelled to follow your intuition, follow your inner guidance, and you are absolutely recommended to do that. Follow your hunch, right, about a situation, about a person. Ask yourself, am I seeing the truth of the situation, or are you seeing what you hope to see? And there's a big difference there, especially if you're somebody who is more optimistic or idealistic. It can be very easy to see the good in people or see the good of a situation and really hold out hope for that situation to turn out that way. Or you could have, again, sort of see someone's potential and try to meet them there, but they're not there yet. And so this month could sort of remind you that it's important to meet people where they are at, not continue to try to meet them at their potential, because they may get there, but they may not. So, and that's not your journey to be responsible for, that's theirs. So you could have some situations come in where you have a deeper understanding of where somebody is at on their journey and how it is that you can meet them there with, you know, love, forgiveness, understanding, and not try to control or push them towards where you know that they could be, if that makes sense. Because with 9 energy, there's often a deeper understanding or an inability to see the good in people, to see, again, the potential. And as beautiful as that is, that can trip us up in this real world adventure because a lot of people, you know, they're not there yet, and that's okay. But, you know, sometimes that can cause frustration and frustration for both people. So you just want to make sure that you are meeting people where they are at with understanding. And, you know, with that understanding, it may be that, you know, you're not able to be in a connection with that person at this time, you know, and if they change or, you know, change their ways through their own doing, then maybe it would work in the future. But maybe now it won't work because of sort of the frequency difference. So just be very, like, honest with yourself and very gentle with yourself as you look at those, as you look at your connections, as you look at your situations. especially your connections with people, and just make sure that where you are meeting someone is where they are at and not the potential that you see within that person, if that makes sense. So, and that can be challenging. That can be very challenging, especially if it's someone that you, you know, feel very close to. So again, I would say this month will probably bring in, well, it'll probably take off the rose-colored glasses, right? And you know, again, to have those rose-colored glasses on, to be optimistic and idealistic, to see the beauty in people is such a beautiful, evolved trait. But sometimes this world isn't ready for that just yet. And so just try to see the truth in a situation as opposed to what you hope to see. It's likely now that during this month that people's actions will show you exactly where they are at right now. And again, not where they have the potential to be. So pay close attention to people's actions. Pay close attention to, you know, it's one thing to say something, but it's another to follow through, to actually do that action. And I'm a pretty big believer that people's actions hold a lot of honesty for exactly where they are at on their journey and what they're capable of, you know, showing how they're capable of showing up, how they're capable of contributing, et cetera, et cetera. And so I would say this month could be a month like that, where people, you know, pay attention to people's actions. What are they actually doing? How are they showing up? How are they, you know, responding or reacting to a situation? It will show you a lot about their emotional maturity, and it will also give you an indication of whether it's the healthiest connection for you at this time or not. The other thing I would say is the 18 can be incredibly healing energy. So people who have this in their life path, influences of the 18, tend to be healers, right? They have a lot of healing energy sort of moving through them. And so a lot of people use their hands to heal, or just their presence can be very healing. And I would say that that's often the case with nines in general, but those who have the influencing energy of the 18, this is very strong within them. So when we have this in a cycle, this can be very healing. And so what I would say is be very mindful of your body care at this time, your holistic care. So body, mind, spirit. If you feel called to go to nature, go to nature. You know, allow nature to heal you. Receive the healing. It's not necessarily just about you, you know, stepping into that healing modality. It's more about like that, you also receiving that healing in some way. So pay attention to your body, pay attention to your holistic health. Spend as much time in nature, or, you know, watching videos of nature, that sort of thing, to lift your spirits, to become sort of energized by what nature can bring us. And that can be, you know, wildlife or landscape or whatever. Or if you live in the city, you know, buy some plants and surround yourself with another living thing that's part of nature. I think that's all I want to say about the 18-9. With chameleon, there's definitely like this, I don't want to say clairvoyance energy that comes through with chameleon, but it's definitely like this observatory kind of energy, like observing your situation, but from a deeper level. So again, intuitively, you know, it's like walking into a room and really feeling that energy and trusting it, right? Like not necessarily, or understanding that what you're being presented in the physical is not always the full story. And so you have to kind of combine both what you're being presented with, as well as your intuition, your gut feeling. So I think with chameleon coming through, with 18-9 energy, there's a lot here about really trusting what you are seeing and feeling about a situation or a connection this month. I think it will open you up to either making some changes or deepening that connection in some way through some changes that you may make or some changes that they may make, depending, through conversations that the two of you may have. There's also a level of adaptation with chameleon. So you may be called to be adaptable in situations, right? And that kind of comes back to that whole energy of meeting people where they're at, right? Like you being able to see the potential of someone's light, right? Like where they're headed, being able to adapt to the situation and meeting them where they're at takes a lot of strength, really, right? And understanding and compassion and empathy. And also understanding that when you do that, again, it might become a situation that doesn't feel aligned for you at this time. And you might have to make some changes in that way. And so, again, finding the courage to do that. But being adaptable, I think, is going to be sort of key for you this month as well. And making sure that those adaptations are serving you as well as the greatest good for all involved. So big energy this month for you all. But again, I say that after every reading for you all. So, you know, I think you're used to it by now. But I hope it's a beautiful January. I hope it's a beautiful 2024. Thank you so much for being here with me. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you again soon. Bye for now.